All right, so somebody wrote this. We begin with the address to the seven churches of Asia. And then you notice again the emphasis on what we mentioned in connection with the apocalyptic symbolism of the living stone. I think he's quoting somebody. The reward for those who are faithful is a name engraved on a white stone. But the name engraved on the white stone is a symbol of the identity of the person himself. That is, the redeemed are transformed into stones. Now, we already said that earlier, Carol. We're talking about the, remember? Mortar? I haven't even read this before. That is, the redeemed are transformed into stones in the temple. And as the temple is the body of Christ, the stones are as much alive as human beings are. In fact, they are themselves human beings. Similarly, later on in the book, an angel comes out clad in a garment which the King James Bible translates as linen. But there's much better textual authority for lithon, L-I-T-H-O-N. Does that mean stone ion?
Yeah.
Right. And so it's clear that the city of gold and jewels that emerges at the end of the vision is intended to represent a city burning in the fire of life, in which the gold and precious burning stones are living and immortal beings. They burn, but they don't burn up. And the fire is not a torturing fire, but an expression of their own spiritual energy, like the halo on a saint. I assume I and you would agree 100% with these words and interpretation.
There's a hole in the world.
And is that what this paragraph is describing?
Do.
Is it the fire burning? Which particular images in the paragraph I read that refers to the hole?
All of them.
So he's describing a hole in the world, and actually Ian has said the world is not broken. If you say there's a hole in the world, does that mean it's broken? The world is broken?
No. You're running around trying to find out which one is anointed.
Which person, you mean?
Yes. Eagles, hole in the world. Look it up. You can't even find it anymore. Look in the hole in the world. It's gone. Even ours is gone. We even took ours off.
But does the hole in the world refer to the Armageddon a couple of weeks ago that Bob and Carolyn delayed? No.
It's a song by the Eagles.
I know, but the hole in the world is...
Pick one and play it.
Can you use the term wormhole for when you're saying hole in the world?
No.
When it's not referring to the song. Are you only referring to the song?
Only referring to the song.
Oh, boy, you got to read the lyrics, Carol.
Play the Eagles version of it, even on the Hallelujah 2014, or 2010, too, these dates. It's gone. The hole is gone. The hole.
Are you going to play, Carol, or you've got the lyrics, Carol?
Uh-huh. There's a hole in the world tonight. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow. They say that anger is just love disappointed. They say that love is just a state of mind. But all this fighting over who will be anointed, oh, how can people be so blind? There's a hole in the world tonight. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow. Oh, they tell me there's a place over yonder, cool water running through the burning sand. Until we learn to love one another, we will never reach the promised land. And repeat, a hole in the world. That's it.
But you go to the Eagles version and play it, and it won't play it for you. It will say, sorry, it's not available to you.
Why did they pull it?
Because.
Where? Did it go to the cloud?
You'll see.
Yeah, it's funny. When I looked up a hole in the world, it showed all these horrible pictures of sinkholes, huge sinkholes appearing. So, yeah, there's a lot of hole-in-the-world references to the Eagles, but the images of the holes, there's one huge, huge hole beside the city, largest hole in the world. Where is that? It's a diamond mine in Siberia, just below the Arctic Circle. According to Wiki, the mine is 525 meters or 1,722 feet deep, has a diameter of 1,200 meters, 3,900 feet. So it's not a sinkhole. It's a horrible-looking mine. And then homes are right beside it. Homes for all the people. Wow. The town was founded in 1955 when geologists came to exploit the area's substantial mineral wealth. The town is strictly off-limits to outsiders without a special permit. The authorities regard any foreigners with considerable suspicion. The Mir mine, M-I-R mine, was the first and largest diamond mine in the Soviet Union. Its surface operation lasted 44 years, finally closing June 2001. Yeah, it's amazing excavation. So, Bob, are you with us or against us?
You further against it. We think he's abdicated. He won't take media ecology from a musical ramification of an epiphany, so forth lane.
I was muted. What's the picture, Carol? That's a big hole there?
This one here. In Siberia, it's a diamond mine.
Did this hole in the world refer to the Armageddon a couple weeks ago?
Yes. And it's becoming. See, here's what happens, Bob. We've done this 100 times. You didn't get it, so we're going to do it one more time. Here's how it plays off. We said all this is. We said ascend. We said without the ascension, your crap doesn't work. We said all the religions say the same thing at the end of the day. They're reminding you to come back to your place as God. Now, you have now taken the literal hint that you are destroying your world because you're not God. So now it forces you to have no other choice but to come back to God as God. And so, with much travail, screaming, hollering, wailing, gnashing of teeth, let the sin begin.
Since that was a message all through manuscript culture and all the religions, what has Ion brought to it that none of the religions or any other previous prophecies of this provided? What have you added to it? What have you
They're
done
trying
with it?
To save you from sin. We're trying to get you beyond it.
So if you say, let the sin begin, that's the avenue to getting beyond sin?
Then you find out that you say, God cannot sin. So that brings you to God. They say God is sinless, and they want you to be too.
So when you say, let the sin begin, what's your definition of sin?
Falling short of the grace and glory of God.
In other words, start bucking up, start screwing up.
No, that is the falling down. Once you recognize what it is, if you recognize what the sin is, then as a God, you understand it. And then you're beyond it. So then it helps, it aids in your ascension.
Well, when you say let the sin begin, you mean let the understanding of sin as a Trump Leal begin.
Which is, the Trump Leal is the embracing of sin as the construct.
So you're saying let it begin and nobody knows, and then people start acting out what they think sin is, and then they have to find out that wasn't sin. There wasn't any in the first place.
It was just a good case of a clap.
So let's see.
You're supposed to giggle.
Yeah, that's predictable, that joke. You have here this quote about the burning. That was the hole in the world. And then that leads to the sin beginning.
Do. Which is also quoted notably in Little Nicky.
What is Little Nicky, a song or a singer?
A movie.